弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们开始一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。主，你又把我们聚在一起，同心合一来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Once again, you gathered us here to worship you.
主，我们能够来敬拜你，乃是主你赐给我们的特权，也是主你给我们的福分。
It is our privilege that you led us to worship you here.
主，我们若没有主你的带领，没有主你的话语的教导，主，我们不认识你。
Without your guidance and without the word from you, Lord, we will not know you.
我们也不知道我们当如何行才能讨你的喜悦。
We will not know how we should do to please you.
就求主你来怜悯我们，可怜我们每一个在座的，主，让我们能够满从你那里满得主你的恩典。
Lord, we ask you have mercy on us, each one of us, that we can receive grace from you.
主，你就带领我们今天一起的敬拜。
Lead us our worship today.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in our Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经中呢有很多关于信心的故事。
There's many stories talking about faith in the Bible.
那么在旧约中呢，因挪亚的信心，那么在众人的嘲笑中，他建造了方舟。
And in the Old Testament, that because of Noah's faith, that he built up the ark.
那么使得人类和各类的动物得以存留。
So that our human being and the animals of the world that can survive.
那么亚伯拉罕呢，也因着信心离开家乡，还不知道往哪里去的时候，就照着神的吩咐出发了。
Because of faith, Abraham left his own home and even do not know where he should go, but he followed God's command.
所以呢，他被称为信心之父。
So he is called the father of the faith.
那么摩西呢，也是因着信心，面对法老的追兵，他率领百万以色列人出埃及，过红海，走干地。
Because of the faith, Moses also led the Israelites, over a million of them, to exodus from Egypt and across the Red Sea.
那么摩西呢，被称为神忠心的仆人。
And Moses was called the faithful servant of the Lord.
那么大卫呢，也是因着信心，他不畏强暴，他用一颗小石子就击败了哥利亚。
And King David, because of faith, he's not afraid of the giant, and he used one sling stone, killed the giant.
那么他被称为合神心意的人。
And he is called the man after God's heart.
那么在新约中呢，我们知道患大麻风的病人因信耶稣的能力，那么他的麻风病立即消失。
And in the New Testament, we know that there's many leprosies that who, because of their faith in Jesus, that their disease is healed.
那么患了十二年血漏的妇人，那么因为信耶稣，他只摸了耶稣的衣服，他的病马上就去除。
And because of the faith, the woman that who suffered over 10 years of blood discharge, that he touched only Jesus' robe, that he's.Her disease is healed.
那我们韩传福音中知道一个百夫长，那么他因着信心，几乎要死的女儿，在没有见耶稣的时候，那么就得到医治。
We also know the centurion because of his faith that his daughter is healed by Jesus.
那么所有的这些事例说明，那么对神坚定的信心必然会带来美好的赏赐。
All these examples teaches us that because our faith in Jesus Christ, that we will have our reward.
那么什么是信心？
And what is faith?
那么希伯来书十一章第一节告诉我们，他说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
那么这里的信也就是信心。
And here the belief is faith.
那么所望之事呢，就是希望，但是希望发生但还没有发生的事情。
The things that we hope for is the things that we want to happen but not yet happen.
那么实底在这里就是确实的把握。
And assurance here is the the assurance, the certainty that will happen.
那么我们有时在肯定某人或做成某件事的时候，也常说一句话，就是他心里面有底。
And sometimes when we give a certainty to a person that he can do this thing, that we say that he has the faith.
那么未见之事在这里就是说没有还没有见发生的事情，没有看见。
And the things that we do not see, it's the things that not happened yet.
或者他还没有经历过的事情。
Or things that he hasn't experienced it happened.
那么这里面的确据呢，就是确切的依据。
And the certainty here is the certainty of things that will happen.
那么也就是说呢，信心就是对所盼望发生的事情有确实的把握。
And faith is that we have the assurance of what we hope for will happen.
对没有结果的事有确切的证据。
And to the things that we haven't seen yet, we have the certainty that it will be seen.
那么奥古斯丁他对信心他是这样理解的。
Saint Augustine that he gave the explanation of faith.
他说信心使我们相信所盼望的事一定会发生。
Faith makes us believe what we hope for will certainly happen.
他说信心的赏赐让我们亲眼看见或亲身经历我们盼望的事应验。
The reward of the faith is that we believe that what we experience and what we hope for will happen.
那么今天的信息中的外邦女子，她就是因着信恳求主耶稣拯救她的女儿。
Today's sermon is about a Gentile woman that she has faith in Jesus that her daughter will be healed.
那么主耶稣基督的一句话，鬼就离开了她的女儿。
Because of the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, the evil spirit left her daughter.
那么从中我们可以会看到，敬畏他并诚心信靠他的主耶稣必然会满足他们的真实需要。
In this story, we know that whoever believes and have faith in Jesus Christ, he will reward them.
让我们能够分三点来思想。
Let us discuss this in three points.
那么第一点就是主耶稣他是世界的光。
And first is the Lord Jesus is the light of the world.
第二点就是主耶稣他是衡量人心的神。
Second, the Lord Jesus weighs the hearts of people.
第三点就是主耶稣赏赐那些诚心求告他的人。
The third is the Lord Jesus rewards those that who calls him in truth.
让我们一起来看第一点，就是主耶稣是世界的光，这是在第24节到25节。
Let us take a look at verse 24 to 25. The Lord is Jesus is the light of the world.
我们先看马可福音第七章第24节。
24:24.
耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去，进了一家，不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre and Sidon. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret.
那么在这里呢，那里是指主耶稣当时所在的地方。
That place is the place that when Jesus was there.
那么从马可福音第六章我们知道，主耶稣此时呢，他是在加利利地区传道。
And from Mark chapter 6, we know that Jesus now is proclaiming gospel in the vicinity of Galilee.
那么这是以色列人居住的地方。
And here, it's a place that the Jews that who lives among them.
而从地图上我们可以看到，而推罗和西顿呢，它是位于地中海的东岸。
And Tyre and Sidon that is on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
那么它是外邦人居住的地方。
And it's the place that dwelled by the Gentiles.
那么从前面的分享我们也知道，法利赛人呢，他们认为只有他们犹太人是洁净的。
From the previous chapter that we know, the Jews think only they are clean.
外邦人还有他们所居住的地方都是不洁净的。
And the Gentiles and the place where they dwell are not clean.
所以呢，他们认为与外邦人交往乃是不洁的行为。
And they think that if they have any association with the Gentiles, it's considered unclean.
所以呢，他们回来以后呢，一定要洗手，否则就会怕外邦人的污秽去进到他们的里面。
That's why when we come back, to the house, that they always clean their hands, because they think the Gentiles are unclean.
所以呢，在马可福音第七章一到二十三节，主耶稣就告诫他们，身体之外的东西不会污秽人。
And that's why in chapter 7, from verse 1 to 23, Jesus teaches his disciples that the Gentiles and the places outside things, outward things that cannot make people clean, unclean.
而从心里发出的恶才会污秽人。
Only the evil from inside the people's heart that can cause people unclean.
从而揭露了法利赛人假冒伪善的本质。
So Jesus exposed the hypocrisy of the Jews.
那么正是在这样一个背景下，主耶稣现在来到了外邦人的中间。
It is under these circumstances that Jesus came to the Gentiles place.
也就是推罗和西顿，这是法利赛人认为不洁净的地方。
That is Tyre and Sidon.
那么这里说，主耶稣不愿意让人知道他在这里。但是就是隐藏不住。
Here Jesus does not want people to know that he is here, but he cannot keep this secret.
我们知道，从物质的层面来讲，我们要想看见一个物体，必须具备两个条件。
We know that from the material world that if we want to see things, we have to actually know things that we have to see that thing.
第一呢，必须有光线从这个物体发出来。
And first, there should be light reflected from that object.
那么第二呢，人的眼睛的功能必须要正常。
And also, the eyesight should be there.
而且光一线能进到他的眼睛里面。
And the light can penetrate into his eye.
那么也就是说，如果我们看不见一个如果我们看不见一个眼前的物体的话，那么要么是光线没有从这个物体上出来，或者是我们的眼睛一定有问题。
If we cannot see an object, maybe it's the light reflection is not from that object, or our eyes has problem.
那么主耶稣呢？他在约翰福音第八章第十二节这样说：“我是世界的光。”
And Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 1.And he said, "He is the light of the world."
那么当然，这是属灵上的意义。
And this is the meaning, the spiritual meaning.
那么他如此说，是因为他的言行会吸引很多的人。
The way he said that, because he knows his words can draw people near.
那么他在传悔改的福音。
And he's giving the gospel of repentance.
那么他也在医病、赶鬼、行各样的神迹。
And he also heals the sick and cast out the demons and perform all miracles.
所以我们知道，主耶稣的名声呢，从此在巴勒斯坦整个地区非常的远扬各个地方。
That's why Jesus he becomes very famous in the Palestinian district.
所以呢，他即使安静的来到这个推罗和西顿，还是被人发现。
Even though he came to Tyre and Sidon in secret, but people still know that he came.
那么约翰福音第一章第九节，他说：“那光是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。”
In Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 9 says, "The true light that gives light to every man."Was coming into the world.
所以正因为耶稣基督他是真光，所以人一定会看见他，被吸引到他那里去。
Because Jesus Christ is that true light, that's why people can draw near to him and see the truth.
我们下面看第二十五节。
And verse 25.
他说：“当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被污鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来俯伏在他脚前。”
25. As soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet.
那么首先这里告诉我们说，这个妇人她是听过关于耶稣的事情。
And here it tells us this woman, he heard about Jesus.
那么其次呢，他现在所面对的正是他听说耶稣做过的事情。
And now what she faces that is the thing that Jesus has already did.
也就是说，他耶稣能够从人的身上赶出污鬼。
And Jesus can cast out demons from people's body.
那么这是因为他相信他所听到的这一切关于耶稣的事。
That's because she has faith and she believed what she had heard.
那么现在呢，她的小女儿被鬼附着。
And now her own daughter was possessed by the evil spirit.
所以她就完全的相信耶稣基督会给她解决这个问题，所以她就来到主的脚前俯伏。
So she completely believed Jesus can solve the issue, and she came to Jesus.
那么就像在黑暗中迷路的人看到亮光一样，他终于有了盼望。
Just like a man walked in the darkness, when he sees the light, he will come near to the light.
我们接下来看一下这位外邦的妇人，她的信心是如何表现的。
Now let us take a look. What is this woman's great faith?
那么这是我们第二点，是主耶稣是衡量人心的人。
And the second point is the Lord Jesus weighs the heart of people.
那么在26到28节，我们先看26节。这妇人是希腊人，属叙利非尼基人。他求耶稣赶出那鬼，离开他的女儿。
Verse 26, the woman was a Greek, born in Cyrene, Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter.
那么这里首先交代了这位妇人的身份。
Firstly, it tells us the status of this woman.
她是希腊人，是属叙利非尼基族。
And she's a Greek. She belongs to the clan of Syrian Phoenicia.
那么这里其实主要是在强调这位妇人，她不是以色列人，她是一个外邦人。
Here it's the it focuses emphasis this woman was not a Jew. She's a Gentile.
那么旧约中以色列人自诩他们是神的选民。
And in the Old Testament, the Jews believe they are the chosen people of God.
那么他们在神那里享有独特的权利。
They have the privilege before the Lord.
那么他们与神与他们多次立约。
God has made a covenant with them many times.
那么差派使者、先知多次多方的来提醒、警戒他们的罪。
And God sent the prophet and to warn and tell them that they're sin.
只是他们当行的道。
And teach them the way that they should go.
相反，外邦人在神的子民以外。
On the other hand, the Gentiles are outside of the chosen people of God.
他们没有救主，也没有盼望。
And they have no savior and no hope.
那么他们也可能只是在敬拜假神。
And they might worship the idol god.
就像以弗所书第二章第十二节这样讲。
Just like it described in the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
那么以弗所书二章十二节他说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Verse 12, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
其实这也是我们每一个在座的弟兄姐妹，或者现在的没有信主的，我们以前的这样的，我们就是这样子的一个状态。
This is also the brothers and sisters who sit in here before we are saved, and also the ones that still not believed yet.
那么然而神的救赎它是有计划有顺序的。
But God's redemption is he has his own plan and he fulfills in the time his own time period.
那么在罗马书一章十六节告诉我们。
In the book of Romans chapter 1.
他这是保罗说的话，他说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
所以呢，主耶稣在世的事工主要是集中在以色列人居住的地方，也就是加利利地区。
That's why Jesus, when he was on earth, his ministry is focused on the area of the people that of the Jews that who lives where he, they live in the area of Galilee.
所以这就表明了福音它是先传给以色列人。
That tells us that the gospel is first to the Jews.
只有主耶稣基督复活升天以后，那么初代教会才把福音传向希腊文，传向欧洲那边，最后福音才传到世界各地。
It's after Jesus' resurrection that his disciples started proclaiming the gospels to the Gentiles and outside the area of Jerusalem.
虽然福音的传播它有顺序，然而任何人只要诚心向主耶稣恳求，主耶稣从来没有拒绝过。
Even though God has his own timetable to spread his gospel, but whoever has the true faith and to seek him and ask him, he will.
因为圣经上也告诉我们说，他因他本为善，因为任何诚心信靠他的人，不论是以色列人还是外邦人，他总是以怜悯跟慈爱来赏赐他们。
Because the Bible teaches us God is a good God. Whoever has faith in Him, He is always good to them, and He will have mercy on them.
那么，这位外邦的希腊妇人就是在这样一个真诚恳求他医治的被富鬼被巫鬼这个妇的女儿。
And because of this faith that this woman begged Jesus sincerely.Ask Jesus to cast out the demons from her daughter.
我们再看第二十七节。
Verse 27.
耶稣对他说：“让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
Jesus told her, "First, let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs."
那么这里的儿女们当然是指以色列人。
Here, children.Means that the Israelites.
那么狗呢，就是指外邦人。
And the dogs means that the Gentiles.
因为当时的外邦人在以色列人的心目中是不洁净的，是污秽的。
Because at that time, that Gentiles to the Israelites, the Gentiles they are unclean.
所以他们就把外邦人比喻成猪狗。
And so they think that Gentiles are dogs, dogs and.Or swans.
所以他们就象征他们的不洁净。
And that tells, indicates they are unclean.
那么主耶稣在这儿的回答呢，它是有两层的意思。
But Jesus' reply here has two meanings.
那么第一层意思就是福音首先传给以色列人，然后才传给外邦人。
First is the gospel first preached to the Israelites, then to the Gentiles.
主耶稣在这里也是在试验这个妇人的信心。
Jesus here is also test the faith of this Gentile woman.
那么也就信心呢，只有通过验证才能证明它的真假。
Faith must be tested, then it can tell if it's true or false.
那么在马太福音第十五章也有对这件事的记载。
And the, in the book of Matthew, chapter 15 also recorded this.
那么根据马太福音十五章，这位外邦妇人呢开始提出恳求时，他是主耶稣基督，他是这样回答的，这是在第马太福音十五章二十四节。
And in Matthew, Jesus, when the woman asked Jesus to heal her daughter, Jesus first answered like this.
那么主耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家族迷失的羊那里去。”
In verse 24, Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
主耶稣在这里好像是在拒绝他。
It seems that Jesus is trying to refuse her.
如果是一个如果没有信心的人，可能听到之后马上就会走开。
If a person that without faith, after she heard it, she will depart.
然而这位妇人继续在恳求。
But this woman is not. She continued to beg Jesus.
那么在马太福音十五章二十五节，她这样说，她这样妇人这样回答，她说：“主啊，帮助我。”
And verse 25, the woman continued saying, "Lord, help me."
我们从这里面都可以看到这个妇人她的无助，她的有限，她的没有盼望。
And from this verse that we can see this woman was so hopeless and she's limited and she cannot do anything more.
那么主耶稣的回答是在第十五章二十六节，主耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
Jesus replied her in verse 26, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
那么这里主耶稣再次在考验她的信心。
Once again, here Jesus is testing her faith.
我们看一看，我们再看妇人怎么来反应。
Then the woman continues to react.
我们看二十八节。
28.
妇人回答说：“主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的残渣。”
Verse 27. Yes, Lord, the woman said, but even the dogs.Eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
所以呢，从这节经文我们可以看到，这位妇人她不但没有被主耶稣的回答激怒而离开。
From this verse, we can see that this woman not only she was not provoked by Jesus' answer,
而是继续的在恳求主耶稣。
But she continued to beg Jesus.
他说主这里面主啊他是表达了他对主耶稣的敬畏和他完全的相信。
And here he calls Jesus Lord. That is a complete fearful the fear and respect to the Lord.
也表示他自己完全的交托。
And also her complete commitment to Jesus.
那么这里面的不错他是在表明这位妇人他承认自己的卑微和他的污秽。
And he agreed with Jesus, said yes, indicates that she's very humble.
他把全部的希望寄托在耶稣的身上。
She put all her hope in Jesus.
即使被比作是狗也要得到主耶稣的祝福。
Even though she was described as similar to dogs, she still continue and have faith in Jesus.
那么，即使是别人看来极小的恩典，那么他看他在他认为是极大的祝福宝贵。
And even this seems to others it's a very little grace, but to her it's precious.
因为这位妇人她真正的知道她自己的不配。
Because she understands that she's not worthy of anything.
她也知道她自己的有限，她的无望，还有她的无助。
And she knows her limitation and her hopeless. Nothing she could do.
那么法利赛人呢，常常主啊主啊的祷告。
The Pharisees often called the Lord, 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 when they pray.
然而主耶稣说，他们心中充满诡诈和污秽。
But Jesus said they are full of evil and schemes in their heart.
我们也常常主啊主啊的祷告。
We often pray, Lord, Lord.
然而神不但听我们的祷告，神他更在衡量我们的心。
Not only Jesus hears our prayer, he also weighs our heart.
我们继续看主耶稣的回应。
Let's continue to see Jesus' answer.
那么这就是我们今天的第三点，就主耶稣赏赐那些诚心求告他的人。
The third point, the Lord Jesus rewards the person who calls on him in truth.
这就是我们今天的最后两节，29-30节。
From verse 29 to 30.
耶稣对他说，因这句话你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。他就回家去，借小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。
Then Jesus told her, "For such a reply, you may go, and demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed, and the demons are gone.
那么这件事情呢？他在马太福音15-28节是这样说的。他说：“耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的。”给你成全了吧，从那时候他女儿就好了。
In Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, it says that Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
其实呢，主知道这位卑微的外邦妇人。
Jesus knows this lawless Gentile woman.
他知道这位无助的母亲的信心和她真实的需要。
And he knows this hopeless woman and his true, her true need.
他立刻赏赐她医治她在家中的女儿。
He immediately granted reward to her and healed her daughter.
所以当他回家的时候呢，他小女儿已经完全痊愈了。
When she returned to home, that her daughter was completely healed.
那么这里面充分的告诉我们，就像我们今天的经句背诵一样，那么他不喜欢马的力大，他不喜爱人的腿快，耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
It's just like it is in our memory verse from Psalm 147. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love.
所以呢，我们所信的是从永远到永远全知全能的神。
What we believe is the God that who knows everything, and he is from the beginning to the eternal future.
那么他为了拯救我们，差派他的儿子成为人的样式。
Because he want to save us, that he sent his son become a man just like us.
为我们这些罪人死在十字架上。
And he died for sinners like us on the cross.
他其实对我们没有任何的所求。
He has no nothing asked from us.
我们也没有任何东西能够给神来能够讨他的喜悦。
We have nothing to give to God to please him.
那么神要的就是我们诚心依靠他、爱他的心。
What Jesus, what God needs is that we sincerely trust him and believe him.
那我们呢，从今天的信息中，我们看到一位外邦妇女恳求主耶稣为她的女儿赶鬼的故事。
Through today's sermon, that we see a woman that with her face that has Jesus helped her to cast out the demons.
那么从这位妇人跟主耶稣的对话中，我们看到这位外邦女子对主耶稣的真实信心，以及因此得到的赏赐。
Through the conversation between this Gentile woman and Jesus, that we know that her face, her true face that in Jesus, and the reward from that true face.
那么她首先是在无助中被主耶稣的大能和大爱吸引。
In her hopeless condition, that she was drawn to Jesus because Jesus' almighty power.
那么就像黑暗中迷路的人看到亮光就直奔过去一样。
Just like the man who lost in the darkness, when he sees the light, he ran to the light.
我们也看到真实的信心必然会带出相应的行为。
And we know that a true faith will lead to action.
而衡量我们的信心是否真实的就是神自己。
And God is the one that who weighs our if our faith is true or not.
他不看我们的外表，他只看我们的内心。
He not look at our outward appearance. He only sees our heart inside.
让我们一起看一个事例。
Let us take an example.
那么有一位杂技演员，他呢准备表演高空走钢丝。
And there's an acrobat performance. The actor was trying to perform walking on the tight rope.
那么他首先呢，用各种方式来向观众表明他的表演没有任何的外在的保护。
And first, she tries to demonstrate that without any protection, he can do this.
那么开始前呢，他问在场的观众是不是相信他能从一端走到另一端。
In the beginning, he asked the audience that if he can walk from this end to the other end.
那么观众呢都鼓掌来说相信他，他也就走过去了。
And the audience all applauded for him, and he walked all the way from this side to the other side.
那么他走过去以后，他又问观众是不是相信他能蒙上眼睛再走回来。
And again, he asked the audience if they believe that after he covers his eyes, he can still walk backward.
那么观众再次的鼓掌，表示相信他能走回来。
And the audience gave him another applause that believed that he can do that.
于是他蒙着眼睛又从那边走回来了。
So he covered his eyes and walked back to the beginning.
那么这次呢，他又推来一辆独龙车。
And now he pushed the wheelbarrow onto the tide rope.
那么他问他们说，是不是相信他能推着这个独龙车再走过去？
And he asked them if they believe that he can push this wheelbarrow and walk on the tightrope.
那么所有的在场的观众又来鼓掌，相信他能够推着这个独龙车走过去。
And all the audience that gave him another applause and believe that he can do that.
所以他就又问观众说，是不是相信他能让一个人坐在这个独龙车上，他可以推着这个车走过去。
And he asked again to the audience that if they believe he can carry a person in the wheelbarrow and walk on the tightrope.
那么观众呢，再一次的鼓掌表示相信。
And the audience gave him another applause and trust that he can do that.
于是他问在场的观众，谁愿意自告奋勇坐在这个独龙车上，让他推过去？
Then he asked the audience, said if anyone wants to volunteer to sit in this wheelbarrow.
那么过了许久，没有一个人过来。
After a while, nobody dared to come to give a try.
那么最后一个小男孩就跑过来，坐上了这个独龙车。
Then a little boy come and sit in that wheelbarrow.
最后他就问观众说，他能不能推着这个小男孩走过去呢？
And he asked the audience if he can push this wheelbarrow with this little boy in it walk on this tightrope.
观众再一次的鼓掌，表示相信他一定能够推着这个男孩子走过去。
And the audience again gave him applause that believe he can do this.
于是他就推着独轮车，小男孩坐在上面，平安地从一端走到了另一端。
So he pushed this wheelbarrow with the little boy in it and walked from one end to the other.
他最后问大家，他最后告诉大家说，那个小男孩就是他的儿子。
And he finally told that audience that little boy is his son.
那么请问观众和他的儿子谁有真信心？
So I ask you a question that who has the true faith, the boy or the audience?
很明显，观众的信只是外表的，是没有行动。
Obviously that the faith of the audience is only the outward, that they do not have any action.
而男孩的信，他是真实的信心。
But the boy's trust,Faith in him is true.
因为有他的行动做见证。
Because he indeed volunteered to do this.
因为他完全相信他父亲的能力。
Because he completely trusts his father has this capability.
所以才愿意把他完全交托在他父亲的手中。
So he completely committed himself to his father's hand.
所以若我们真的信耶稣的大能或者还有他的大爱。
If we truly trust Jesus, his love, his great love, and his almighty power,
我们就该把我们的生命中的方方面面交给我们的主。
We should commit every aspect of our life into his hand.
求他来掌管。
And let him be the Lord.
也就是说，我们不但要接受我们的主耶稣作为我们的救主，我们还要接受他成为我们的生命的主。
That is not only we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we also receive Him as our Lord of our life.
把我们的一生交托给他，让他来掌管我们。
We commit our whole life into His hand, let Him be master over it.
那么我们祷告时也常常会说，我们在天上的父。
And in our prayer, we often say that our Father in heaven.
我们祷告完结时，我们也常常说阿门。
And after, at the end of the prayer, we also say Amen.
然而，当我们面对生命中的艰难或者是选择的时候
，But when we going through our life's difficulty and sufferings,
让我们问一下我们自己：我们是那位观众，我们还是那个男孩
？Let us truly, let us ask ourselves if we are the audience or that little boy.
那么今天的信息的最后，我们看到。
And through today's sermon, we know.
那么一个外邦女子因着信耶稣，她的呼求得到了满足。
A Gentile woman, because her great faith in Jesus, that she was rewarded her request.
那么我们每一个人在没有信耶稣的时候，我们也是外邦人，我们更是罪人。
And every one of us, before we believe Jesus Christ, we are Gentiles and we are sinners.
然而主不看我们的背景，他也不看我们的能力。
But the Lord is not looking at our background or ability.
他只看我们这颗真是否信靠他的心。
He only sees that the heart that who truly trusts him.
弟兄姐妹朋友们
，Brothers and sisters and friends.
我们生活在这个世界上，每个人都会有各样不同的需要。
We live in this world. Every one of us have our own needs.
有工作上的，也可能有学习上的。
Some may be the work at work. Some may be
那么有工作上，那么有人际关系上的，也可能有婚姻上的。
All the our social life or marriage.
也可能有教育子女上的等等的问题。
Or how to teach our children, all kinds of different problems.
那么我们要那位小男孩对他的父亲都有如此大的信心。
That little boy has so much grace, so much faith in his father.
因为他的父亲只是一个受造物，他是有限的。
Because his father is only a man, created creature, and he's limited.
而我们所信的神，我们的主耶稣，他是无限的神，他是造物主。
But our Lord is infinite and He is the creator of all things.
那么他的本性就是慈爱和怜悯。
And he is all kindness and good and merciful.
他全知，他也全能。只要我们敬畏他，并诚心来信靠他，他必会眷顾我们各样的需要。
He is almighty and all knowing. If we trust him, commit our life to him, he will. Look after us and grant us reward.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你赐给我们上面这段美好的时间，让我们一起来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this time that we can be together to worship you.
主，我们感谢你在万万人之中拣选我们每一个人。
And we thank you for have chosen us among all the nations.
让我们不但有今生的盼望，更盼望主你赐给我们永生。
Not only we have hope in this world, we also have eternal hope.
主，我们在走人生的道路上会遇到艰难，也会遇到软弱。
Lord, while we live on this earth, we will face all kinds of difficulties and troubles.
主，我们就求主你来怜悯帮助我们，真的让我们的信心一日多于一日。
And we ask our Lord to give us great faith, so that our faith will grow day by day.
让我们紧紧跟随主的脚踪，直到我们见主你的面。
So that we can follow our Lord closely until the day that we see you again.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天是。